Hey, Niles and Wendell here. Hey, by the way, oh, shit. Let's not do that.
This is starting well.
It's been too long. Okay, here we go. What? Detroit? A RoboCop statue? Zombieland canceled? Duh. Defiance. This is the end film clip. Judge Dredd news and a short film about a Judge Minty. On
Minty Fresh.
Minty Fresh. On this week's episode of The Last Frequency.
We interrupt this program to bring up this broadcast to bring you this important
science fiction garbage.
Hey, this is The Last Frequency. We're back.
Hello.
Episode, is it four? Did we figure out it's four?
Yes, I think it's episode four.
I feel like it's been a lot longer than that. Hey, welcome to episode four.
It's been
3 weeks
since we've done one.
I know. Hey, by the way, we're back. Apologies for not being there.
Oh, no. Sorry, this is episode five.
Oh, this is episode five. Woo-hoo!
Whoops. Whoops.
Do our research. Let's just say it's been a long week for, well, a long 2 weeks for both of us.
Yep.
Wendell's been doing a bunch of flying, and I have been knees deep in on a film set. So we're back. Finally, we made it work. This is Monday for us. But it's Thursday and beyond for all you rest of folks. So yeah, we're back. Last Frequency, episode five. Thanks for tuning in.
Yay!
And we prepared this episode very kind of last minute, but that's great.
That's pretty much normal though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's the great thing about it. Let's just find stuff to talk about.
Fantastic.
I guess we should start. RoboCop in Detroit.
So, no, wait. I see RoboCop statue. So, this is in Japan, right? I mean, because that's where people put up big, giant statues of robotic weird thingies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or like the city of Italy or anything like that remade. Did you hear? There's a city in over in the Asias.
There's a city in Asia?
Where
what?
They've replicated famous cities that you could like live in.
That's
but like half of skyscrapers exist.
That's kind of cool.
But no, RoboCop does not exist in China or Asia. It exists in Detroit. Supposedly, did you see this?
This is kind of crazy. If you look at it from like the bottom half, it looks like C-3PO from Star Wars.
C-3PO, yeah, but it's RoboCop. So Detroit, via a Kickstarter campaign, they're doing this 10-foot-tall RoboCop statue in honor of, you know, the film and being based in Detroit. So they're replicating this. What is it made out of?
Well, it's going to be bronze. I'm not sure what it's made out of.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's going to be bronzed eventually, which means eventually we're going to have a green RoboCop.
Anyway,
that's copper. Never mind.
That's copper, yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, I mean, so yeah, the picture here is this foam wax clay. Yeah, the bronzing job. So I don't know exactly what it's made, but it's 10 feet tall and it's going to be in Detroit. I don't know where, but the city of Detroit approved it, and via a Kickstarter campaign, they got this thing pretty much made. So I think they just have to do the final touches and the final form of it. And I kind of want to go to Detroit just as like.
Yeah, I know. That'd be kind of cool.
Statue.
Anybody that lives in Detroit, once this thing gets up there, should send us pictures because this is going to be kind of cool.
If we have anybody in Detroit that will eventually see the statue, yeah, please send us a photo. That'd be awesome. So anyway, I saw that. That was kind of fun.
Excellent.
Another news. The Zombieland show by Amazon.
Where's my sad trombone sound?
Where's your
I don't have a sad trombone
sound.
So
we talked about this a couple weeks ago. And Amazon was doing the Zombieland TV show, and the pilot aired, and I saw the trailer. Wendell, did you see the pilot episode?
I did not.
Yeah, I was kind of reluctant.
I literally just got a chance to watch Defiance, but I actually do want to go and watch it just to see how bad it was. Although, my luck, I'm going to like it and then be disappointed that they canceled it already. Yeah, I know.
So, Amazon has unsurprisingly canceled their Zombieland series. Well, partly because I don't think the fans. So one of the things is the executive producer Rhett Reiss. He went on Twitter and said, "Our Zombieland series will not be moving forward on Amazon. Sad for everybody involved. I'll never understand the vehement hate." He used vehement hate
Those are two very strong words.
The pilot received from diehard Zombieland fans. You guys successfully hated it out of existence. Anyways, we did our best and we're very proud of our team. So it's kind of like, well, really the fans made it die, or the fact that maybe the production value just wasn't
all
there?
Apart from production value, I mean, I'm sorry, you take Zombieland was what it was in large part because of the actors that were in it. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
you know, Woody Harrelson, Bill Murray,
Emma Stone.
Yeah, I mean, those were the people that made Zombieland what it was. You take those guys out and suddenly, I don't know, you've got another zombie movie.
Well, yeah, that was my original thought too. I mean, just looking at the cast, I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like watching it. I look at them and I'm like, I don't.
Well, Zombieland had a unique comedy to it. It had a kind of a weird, dark comedy to it that I think was brought in large part the duo of Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg.
That film was about the casting of it.
I think you take out that duo of Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson, and I don't think anything can hold up to that without at least that duo in there.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I didn't, maybe I'll take a look at the pilot, but I mean, I don't think I'll be a fan of it just because, I mean, so I guess it was just the pilot episode and it just didn't go anywhere. So it's,
which is interesting to cancel it after one.
It's the pilot though. So, I mean, that's the whole idea. They do the pilot, and then if it catches any steam, then it'll go. But
oftentimes we just think about the pilot episode as being the first episode. You don't often hear about the ones where the pilot gets aired on, you know, I think this one was more public because of this whole, it's on Amazon. You know, there are a lot of shows that get a pilot aired on just, you know.
But it was online. It was online though too. Yeah. So, I mean, it just has the online audience. It doesn't necessarily have a television audience either. So, I mean, it can exist via the internet. Probably a lot longer than TV.
You would think, but apparently not.
If they can't make any money to do any more episodes, then
exactly.
So anyway, we will not be seeing any more of the Zombieland series in our future.
At least not right now. I mean, who knows?
Who knows
whether it could get picked up by a cable network or
they might.
I would love to see that done by HBO or AMC.
Oh yeah, I mean,
right. I mean,
any of those networks are going to cast it. Very cool. All right. So anyway, Zombieland canceled for now. Defiance.
Yes. So I finally got a chance to watch this. I'm not caught up yet, so there won't be any spoilers.
Well, at least we have some sort of. I didn't get a chance to watch any of it.
But. I watched kind of the pilot and first episode, which is like an hour and a half total between. I guess the pilot was the hour and a half, but whatever.
Yeah.
It was really good. A little different than what I was expecting it to be.
Well, I mean, so is it sort of this sci-fi?
It's complete sci-fi, but it's sci-fi set in an apocalypse. So basically,
is it on Earth or is it?
It is on Earth. Okay. It's actually the city of Defiance is actually set in St. Louis. The ruins of St. Louis. You have the arch as a background for a lot of the scenes. The idea behind it is the main character and this alien female are kind of the loners, the trackers, and they end up coming into the city, and the city ends up getting attacked, and they help save it, and all of these different things happen. There's, you know, there's inter-family intrigue. There's different things that go on. I did really enjoy it. I'm still a little confused by, you know, there was... At the beginning of the show, they tell you that there was an alien invasion, okay? But some of the aliens are against the humans. Some of them are with them. So it's like, apparently there were 7 alien races that came down, and I'm not sure which ones are, like, if all 7 alien races came down, why aren't they all at war with the humans? And so there's a little bit of confusion there that I need to, I don't know if that would have been cleared up at all if I had also played some of the game. Like, I don't know if the game would have explained any of those story plot points as a part of kind of the intro sequences in the game or not.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last time was how much the game ties into the show or if it's just kind of...
I don't know if there's a trial or anything for the game. I might just download the game if it's available and try out like a few levels just to see what it's like. Overall, though, once you kind of realize that, yes, there is this world and you're going to have to gradually explore it, I really enjoyed it. I think the problem with this is that the approach that they're taking, they throw too much at you at once at the very beginning.
Too many ideas.
So, yeah, exactly. So most shows, you know, they introduce a couple of characters and they start getting you used to those couple of characters. Mm-hmm. And you might, they'll encounter one thing that they have to struggle through and they get out of it. This takes it and it's, okay, here are the two characters. You follow them for the first 20 minutes. Then all of a sudden, now they're in a city. Now you've got to learn like 15 other characters that are in the city. And then there's a murder. And so then you think that that's the plot element for the story.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, now there's a traitor in the city and they've alerted an outside race of aliens who's going to attack the city and the city is going to be obliterated without the help of this outside guy. And there's just, it's like, I'm being forced to care about these characters before the natural progression usually would.
Yeah, yeah.
Typically, a TV series, by the fourth, fifth episode, it's like, oh, man, yeah, I care, and this is cool, and you know, I want to see what, I like these characters, I want to see what happens with these characters. Mm-hmm. With this, it's so early that it's like, I don't feel anything for these characters yet, and yet I'm already being expected to like be happy for them in certain instances and sad for them at other times. So I think it's going to work out. I just, at this point, I think they tried to make too much happen story-wise too fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it was good, and I'm looking forward to getting caught up in that, and then I'm also going to, like I said, look and check and see about trying out the game. So yeah, that's Defiance, and we'll probably be talking about that a little bit more as we go on Last Frequency.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll be able to watch it, or because I think the game is more of a open world.
Yeah, it's kind of an open world MMO,
which
type.
Whether you know whether that like feeds from the show or not was the big deal. But I think they're just sort of taking the world of Defiance and then turning it into a game. I think that's kind of where that's going. All right, Defiance. Can you pull up this clip?
You bet.
Because I think people need to hear it because there's not a lot of action going on. It's more dialogue. This is the end. It's a film featuring...
Every time you say that, I think of this song by... was it Adele for the latest...
Skyfall?
Yeah. Because there's that, this is the end. Isn't that a line in that song?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyway. Could be. This is that film, in case you... this is on our movie draft. This is like James Franco, Seth Rogen, and company. I think it's Judd Apatow. I'm not sure if it's Judd Apatow or not. Anyway, it's that group of actors, and it's this end of the world, post-apocalyptic.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
End of the world type scenario. Let's play this clip and then we'll go talk about it.
All right, here we go. Loading.
I hid in a drain pipe for days, three or four. I don't even know how many. And then I stopped hearing people, and I started hearing growling noises.
Out there in your travels, did you see anything that you would describe as apocalyptic?
I mean, no, but no. I would say it's completely obvious what's going on here. I mean, it's a zombie invasion.
I'm the one who said it's been
you
zombies.
You said zombies?
I said zombies the
you
whole time.
Zombies?
I don't think you never
said
zombies.
No, like, zombies.
Wait a second. You guys haven't been proven right. These are still just theories.
Honestly, I'm just so relieved that you guys are here, and I'm very happy about the idea of sleeping. And
yeah,
just
I'm tired?
Yeah.
If you want to take a little rest, you're welcome to do that upstairs.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks.
I'll show you the way.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Seriously, you're awesome. Really.
You're awesome.
So tight.
All right, so there are two interesting things
so
about
the,
that.
Yeah, they were talking to Emma Watson, who comes into their little holdout area.
Enclave.
They're enclave. And it's funny at the end because
they're
like, oh, go get it, James Franco.
One, I've got a new word to describe what we do here. Anytime we're wondering if something fits into our category, it is now. Do you think that's anything apocalyptic?
Apocalyptic?
apocalyptic. And two, yeah, James Franco is really creepy when he talks to Emma Watson. That was kind of weird. You're so welcome to go upstairs.
Well,
you take a
you
nap.
See, all the,
if
see the
like.
Looks they're yeah, doing. Yeah. Yeah. So you have to watch this clip. You know, this could be a really fun movie because all the characters played themselves, I believe, as in James Franco is James Franco and Emma Watson's Emma. I mean, this could be really fun. I mean, the CG kind of looked corny and all that, but, you know, who knows? It could be kind of really kind of cool. I mean, this kind of comedy take on the end of the world, because we don't see a lot of comedies based, you know, kind of end of world
no
scenario.
I mean, like we were just talking about, I mean, Zombieland has a little bit of that element to it.
Zombieland, I mean, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World,
yeah,
which we need to see and talk about at some point.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome,
and it's on our list.
It is on the list, which is why we're not going to talk about it right now.
I hope we put it on the list. Anyway,
yeah, I think it's on
this
list.
Is the end. Check out the clip. We'll link all these. We'll link that clip in our show notes so you can watch it. Otherwise, the film comes out June 14th. Whoa, God, that's coming up.
June 14th. That's like in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wait, which movie? Oh, man.
And then After Earth comes out the 31st.
Have we discussed which of the movies that's coming out we're going to do for June?
I thought we were going to do like After Earth.
Are we doing After Earth?
But I mean, we could do The End, too. I mean,
oh, there's too many. No, what we're going to do is we're going to do This Is the End. Wait, when does it?
No, we're going to do After Earth.
After Earth comes out first.
May. Yeah, May 31st.
That's right. And then we were going to do This Is the End for.
Well, we hadn't talked about This Is the End because we.
This Is the End. We were thinking about watching for July.
Oh, it could be. Yeah. We could just push it to July.
Oh, mercy. All right. Anyway.
Stuff we need to talk about still because, man, our schedules are just. Anyway. That was this the end. Dread 2. So there's always been since Dread came out, featuring Carl Urban, in case you didn't see it, Dread 3D. Directed by Peter Travis. Anyway, so since that movie came out, there's been talk of, you know, whether it's gonna be a sequel, you know, are they gonna continue the series? Because it was a success, but at the same time it didn't make tons of money, but there was definitely this sort of fan base that, you know, enjoyed the movie. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
Wendell enjoyed it.
The 3D, I could take or leave, honestly.
Oh yeah, I mean there were a couple scenes
that it worked well with the whole trippy eyedropper drug thing,
which was the only reason for the 3D.
Exactly. I mean, but that's what I mean. Like, that's a movie that I honestly don't think needs to be 3D. But
yeah. It was cool. It was R-rated, blood, guns, cool soundtrack. Recently, Carl Urban, the star, was in talks and said that the idea of a sequel isn't off the agenda yet, but it's definitely not exactly.
Wait, is he? I think I just made a connection that we probably have discussed, but I must have forgotten about.
What's up?
He's McCoy.
Yes, in the Star Trek films.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have we talked about that?
I think we mentioned it. I think you were like, that's the same guy. I think we did that the last time we talked about it.
Okay. I'm just not. I was drawing a complete blank on that. All of a sudden, I'm like, is that Carl Urban?
It's Carl Urban, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's McCoy.
All right, good to know.
So, I mean, they spent $45 million on it. It made $35.6 million worldwide.
That is so bad.
So, I mean, the idea of a sequel is, I mean, it's hard because, you know, the sequel might make more money because more people know about it now. But at the same time, they're like, it's a sequel to a, you know, not...
A sequel to a movie that did not do that well. And it's not like it's... Okay, going to other franchises, take Iron Man. Let's say that Iron Man 1 had not done that well. Or Spider-Man 1 had not done that well.
Mm-hmm.
You could still argue that that is a well enough known franchise that you could make a sequel out of it and expect it to do reasonably well.
More people are going to know those kind of superheroes as opposed to this comic book...
I think about it as far as like parents. If you asked your mom who Spider-Man was, she's going to know. Mm-hmm. If you ask her who Judge Dredd is, probably not so much. Same thing with my parents, right? So that's kind of, to me, the bar of what does your average American know about characters is you know.
Yeah, let's just say it's not your friendly neighborhood Judge Dredd.
That is true.
Say that. So, Carl Urban said with an interview with Collider.com, interestingly enough, I did have breakfast with Alex Garland this morning. I believe he was a producer. And it's not off the agenda. Clearly, everyone has woken up to the fact that an audience has been found for the movie and loves it. It's entirely possible. Yeah. Obviously, Carl Urban is, you know, in the whole Star Trek circuit right now. So it's possible. Who knows? We may see a new Dredd film in the future. So with that said, there is no Dredd film coming up. But we just watched this short film, and I say short film, I mean 27-minute long film. It's an amazing fan-made Dredd short with the character Judge Minty, and
which is a fantastic name,
Judge Minty,
for a judge in a post-apocalyptic future. By the way,
and you know. an older judge too.
Bill Minty.
Here's the storyline. Judge William Minty has spent his entire adult life policing the violent streets of Mega City 1, and now he's slowing down. When a lapse of judgment almost ends his life, he knows that it's time to quit. He can either choose to teach in the academy, or he can go and leave the city and take the walk, into the cursed earth, taking law to the lawless. So we have this short film where he takes this long walk out in the cursed city, and he's there to fend for himself, and he kind of...
He's not there to fend for himself.
Well, I mean...
He has to fend for himself, but he's there to bring law to the lawless.
It's true. And by the end, you see that he kind of does. He kind of starts his own little law.
Well, it follows, for anybody that's watched the original... Judge Dredd. It follows a little bit some of like a parallel storyline with kind of how Sylvester Stallone's character.
Yeah, it was
not Sylvester Stallone's, the older judge. Remember his name.
Yeah.
But how he had the head judge had to do the long walk and
yeah, that's
finds mm-hmm. automated security systems and different things like that. But the thing I like about this is it adds in that one extra little element that we were talking about of that like weird, like non-technological, like either religious or spiritual or supernatural beings,
yeah,
which was kind of interesting.
Very like magical sort of supernatural type of thing going on. It was really cool because they touched on this sort of original idea of Judge Dredd like going out into the cursed earth, and you know it's a lot of the. I mean, let's see, about 80% of it takes place in this wasteland, and we're following this older judge, and visually it was cool. I mean, obviously with a short film like this, they're using a lot of CG and green screen, and I
thought it was actually fairly well done though. I mean, like the green screen,
a lot of stuff in the
CG,
cursed earth
I mean, honestly, that stuff, let's just say that it puts Star Wars Episode 1 to shame.
Oh yeah, I mean it's kind of
which
amazing.
Granted, episode one was how many years ago, still, I
watching
mean,
short films nowadays. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff out there. I mean, the director of District 9 started out, you know, doing little fan films like that, and that's how he got picked up. It was really cool. I mean, the visuals were great. The story was kind of fun because it kind of touched base on this original Judge Dredd idea, and it kind of took you away from Mega City 1. That was kind of cool, and I mean the costumes and the props were pretty great. The gun looked a little corny, and the action was a little choppy. I couldn't.
Yeah,
the
fight scenes and stuff were.
Obviously, he hasn't directed many fight scenes before.
Well, or they haven't hired people to choreograph. I mean, I think people severely underestimate the amount of V that goes into elaborate multi-person fight scenes, so when you don't have that, it tends to look a little bit more stilted.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's a lot to do with motion and you know, camera angles here and how, you know, how best this works.
How do you carry through on motion from one angle to the next?
Yeah, it's a real skill set.
That's an art in and of itself.
Yeah, and which film were we talking about? There was another film we were talking about where...
Yeah, we were talking about...
the action was all...
It was Ultraviolet.
It was. It was Ultraviolet.
Yeah, Ultraviolet, where it felt like the action would... She would jump across something, and all of a sudden, the camera angle would shift, and she was stopped.
Yeah,
it just didn't carry the flow of one movement.
I had a hard time following the action because there was this like it didn't quite have the flow that a lot of good fight sequences have. So that was my only complaint there. Yeah. So anyway, Judgmenty short film. We'll link that in our show notes so you can watch it. It's definitely worth a watch because it was fun and it was well done.
And if you have any, I mean, if any of the viewers out there, listeners, have any thoughts on that type of stuff or other short films that have been done or things like that with regards to other movies, by all means, let us know. That's really interesting stuff to see, you know, fan takes on these movies that we've been watching.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot out there, and you know, obviously, there's not a lot in regards to our category, but I feel like there is, and I haven't found them yet.
So. Speaking of something that you had already seen it, and you had posted it up a couple days ago on the site, the Ender's Game trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I had not, literally the last 2 weeks has been between ground school and flying and stuff, has been absolutely slammed busy, so I didn't have a chance to watch it, but we just watched it before the show. I'm pleasantly interested. I don't know if that's the right word. No, I'm looking forward to it. I think that I had some reservations about the age of the kid and how it was going to compare to what I was used to in the book.
No, the kids but
I'm
are gonna, older,
I'm right? trying to go into this with more the this is his interpretation, his telling of this story, and if that means that the kids are a little older, that's fine. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think that I think this is going to be another one of those movies, kind of like Oblivion, where it's a treat for your ears, and then when you combine the audio with these grand sweeping visuals or, you know, the battle sequences in the battle room and things like that. I think it's going to be absolutely stunning.
The battle room looked really kind of cool.
Yeah, it did. Like lots of angles and the stars. Man, I got to read that book again. It's been a long time. The stars are the things that are in the rooms that they can hide behind. And I really
are the stars.
Yeah, those were the stars. I really need to read that book again.
I've completely forgotten. But you were talking about earlier how some people were upset.
Yeah, so at the end of the trailer, it shows an event, basically Ender saying something now, and then this event happens. And I guess apparently there was a little bit of backlash online from people that felt that was, I mean, about the biggest spoiler in the book.
But the only people that know that.
But
the
only people
that
know that that's a spoiler are the people that have read the book, which means that it's not a spoiler because you already know that's going to happen. If you have not read the book, then you have absolutely no idea what is going on with that last
clip. Ending. Yeah.
Exactly. Like that trailer does not give away really any of the details of the plot. That trailer literally just says, we got invaded. We need to prevent that from happening again.
Fire a weapon.
Kid soldiers, now let's fight. Like, that's all it says. Mm-hmm. You get absolutely no sense of how that is going to play out from that trailer. And so that's why I'm not bothered by it, because it's you just don't get a good idea of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a teaser by definition.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a trailer. It's more of a teaser.
You get the feel and the characters. You get introduced and you get the action, but you don't get any like real storyline. So, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's one of those. Yeah, again, it's one of those films that, you know, could go. I mean, it really could go either way.
I'm holding out. You've got Harrison Ford. You've got Ben Kingsley. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm holding out that they'll do it justice. Again, not make it exactly like the book, because anytime you go in it wanting the movie to be exactly like the book, you will walk away disappointed.
You're starting off on the wrong foot.
Exactly. I'm walking into it hoping that they do the material justice, that their own interpretation of it is good.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that covers it.
Before
I'm so glad we're back.
Before we move on, before we say goodbye, I did want to touch base, and I attempted to be on the Nerds Domain podcast mm-hmm. on Saturday night.
Yes.
They had me on. We talked about kind of this current status of the summer movie draft that we had done with them. For anybody that's interested in checking out their
stuff.
Man
3, baby.
It's nerds.
nerdsdom.com.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought we would just really quick here on our show run through a quick where we're each at. So the first movie that came out was Oblivion, and I have that one for a purchase price of $25 and currently at $85 million domestic gross.
$85 million.
Niles That's had not... the second movie that came out, which was Iron Man 3.
It's only been two movies, right? There's only been two movies on this?
And we'll get to them. There's four.
Got it.
So Iron Man 3 was the second one that came out. He bought it for $50. So he bought it for twice the price of mine.
That was half my money, by the way.
But it's made $337 million right now. So it has made about actually over four times he spent twice as much as what I did for it, but it's made four times what mine has.
Let's just say it got the second highest grossing weekend box office.
This has only been out for 2 weeks.
Has it been only 2 weeks?
May 3rd was when it came out. Which means that, and it's May 20th, so it's been 17 days.
I feel like I won the lottery.
So it means it's going to be out for another, month, probably in theaters?
Yeah, so, I mean, is it the box office at the end of our period?
I think so. I think it's the overall domestic
gross. I mean, potentially the films at the end.
We'll have to wait until we know how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
And then Shirley had The Great Gatsby. Which came out.
Oh, that's right.
That one. So my movie, keep in mind, came out April 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been out for literally a month.
But again,
it's made $85 million.
But again, it's a sci-fi post-apocalypse kind of thing.
Shirley from Nerds Domain had The Great Gatsby, which has been out for 10 days, and it's already made $90 million. So she's already topped my value, and it's only been out for a third of the time.
How much did she spend on it?
She spent $25. Same as what I did.
Okay.
Same as what I did.
Okay.
Then John had Star Trek Into Darkness, which has only been out for 3 days.
Oh, that just came out, didn't it?
It's been out for 3 days.
Oh, man.
He spent $46 on it.
Yeah.
And he's made so far $84 million.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only made 84.
It's only 80. Well, I don't know when this link was last updated.
Oh, okay.
I would have to double check. Let me really quick just pull up.
What's the weekend? Because Star Trek Into Darkness, I think would.
Yeah, these links may not be completely up to date. So let me just really quick pull up Star Trek Into Darkness and see.
That came out. I'm going to have to catch up.
No. Domestic total as of May 19th. So yesterday. No. $84 million.
No way.
As of yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. So 3 day total of $84 million.
The
production budget on that was $190 million.
Yeah. That's only making that much money?
It's right worldwide is at 164.
Worldwide, yeah.
Opening weekend was 70.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Mm. I you know what? I expected that film to be a lot higher than that.
So anyway.
Hmm. I think the reviews are okay on it.
The reviews, I've heard pretty good reviews on it, and I'm really looking forward to it. So that's kind of where it stands right now. As of right now,
weekend.
Niles is absolutely demolishing the rest of us with Iron Man 3.
The deal was I knew Avengers had done well. And
realistically, as even though Iron Man 2 did not do that great, I mean, it did decently, but it was not Iron Man 1. Iron Man 3, like we had talked about after we did the draft, mm-hmm. Iron Man 3 is more playing off of how well Avengers did, not off of how well Iron Man 2 did.
Mm-hmm.
So
all of a sudden, the character had been introduced to a whole bigger range of people
than just Iron Man 2 fans. Yeah.
So,
all right,
sweet. Well, we'll see how that holds out. So anyway, I think there's going to be another follow up.
Yeah, probably.
Episode,
I think it's about in another month.
In June,
I think they're trying to do them about once a month follow up episodes.
I hopefully make that one.
Oh, so what and I was going to say is I was on.
So what happened?
And we did our whole thing and all of this stuff, and we talked about it, plugged the show, all this kind of stuff. And then I get an email from Matt, the editor over there and said that...
No fault to you, Matt.
Yeah.
No fault to you.
He said something... Yeah, it was a technical difficulty. Something happened and the recording was either lost or didn't record or something. So they were going to have to go back in and just re-record some of their stuff, but they weren't going to try to redo the entire thing.
Yeah,
so,
they're on the
but anyway, I just at least wanted to mention that here. So nerdsdom.com, you guys can find out everything that they're doing over there. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that ends it for today. So in the future, we're going to hopefully try to do this Dystopic Boys episode, our episode 9.
Which would be next week, correct?
Next week. Next week potentially is our recording date. We had to shift days around, and we're aiming for Monday recording because of our schedules and stuff like that. So we're going to try our best to stay on time and topic and all that stuff for next week for our Dystopic Boys episode. So the Last Frequency will exist within that next week. But
we are going to try to get back onto the weekly schedule for Last Frequency, if at all possible.
Granted, I'm jumping onto another film set for June.
You just might have to go like 48 hours without sleep. That just might have to happen.
I've done it before.
Buy a lot of Red Bull and horrible. Drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe coffee. I don't know. So anyway, we are the Dystopic Boys. If you want to, like we were talking about earlier, we want more feedback because there's a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, there's tons of stuff coming out in our genre and stuff we want to talk about, short films, comics, whatever. Please go to feedback@dystopicradio.com. You can reach Wendell or myself, Niles, at dystopicradio.com, as Wendell at dystopicradio.com, Niles at dystopicradio.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes. You can call us, give us a voicemail at 206-414-9309. Talk to us. Give us recommendations for films to watch. We've got five we're talking about, 1951 film, which we just watched, which Wendell thought was the strangest thing ever.
Yeah, it was.
There was kind of some interesting.
Let's just say it was a 1950s movie. That's what it was.
With reverse clouds overlaid on stills of cities and stuff like that.
And a lot of stock footage of nuclear bombs.
And then we're working on getting a hold of the anime.
The End of Evangelion.
Yes, which is, I guess, the end of a series.
Yeah, which it will be interesting.
We'll have to talk about that on our episode. So, yeah, we are the Dystopic Boys. This is the Last Frequency. Please keep your radios on. Let us know what's going on, and we will see you next week if our schedules allow us.
We'll see you guys on the other side.
See you guys on the other side.
Thank you.
Good news, everyone!
This broadcast has been brought to you by the Dystopic Radio Network and survivors like you.
Oh, you're not... That's a we're back check. Woohoo! Let's go!
Yay.
We interrupt this program to bring up this broadcast.
I don't want to do that.
Science fiction garbage.
What are you doing? You normally do this. What are you... Crazy. All right. Again.
That's a redo check. Here we go.
You betray the law!